Snap. Heart racing, I leaned forward and strained to see past the cave's entrance. The evening breeze jiggled the spindly vine branches that covered the entrance. The moon's yellowish light on the forest floor. There came a soft sound, the squash of paws or feet stepping on wet leaves. Then, beyond the twisted vines covering the cave's entrance, a horrifying creature appeared. Tufted ears sprouted above a knotted brow, the short muzzle wrinkled back as it sniffed air. Teeth like daggers dripped saliva onto his bristly black fur. Not a man, not a wolf either. A man wolf. Its shirt and pants were ripped at the seams. The creature stood on two legs, the way a man would, but its feet were gnarled, twisted claws that gouged the soft black dirt. The creature had Uncle Joe by the collar, dragging him. I held my breath, all hope of escaping dying in my heart. Head sagging, mouth open, Uncle Joe made no effort to move. The werewolf's claw released Uncle Joe, and he hit the ground with a resounding thump. The creature straightened to its full horrifying height and lifted its eyes toward the moon, sniffed night air, and turned toward the cave's entrance, as though catching my scent. I stared into the cave, lips curled into a sneering snarl. Sunbear's words came rushing back to me. "You're hunting something that's got animal instincts and the mind of a man. It's as smart as you are. Smarter, actually. Kill it before it kills you." But I didn't have any way to kill it, or trap it. Hellish eyes found mine. A fierce guttural growl froze me in place. Its wicked claw reached into the cave and hooked Brenneman's green wristband, snatching it away from where I'd placed it. Suddenly, a new faraway sound pierced the night's stillness. Crunch of shoes on the rock-strewn path.
"Nick, I'm waiting! Are you coming?"
"Millie." The werewolf turned toward the sound of Millie's voice and sprang into the woods, its blackness vanishing in a blur. "Run, Millie, run." But I knew she would not. She would wait, and by the time she ran, it would be too late. This time I was sure of it.